That's some classic television. We are not doing classic television theme songs, but we are doing season finales in TV history.
Series finales.
Series, not season. Oh, that was my fault then. Series, the end. So what series, can we talk about what ended the season, or is that some of your trivia questions?
That will be the question, so rather we not talk about it.
All right, then I can filter. Joining us in studio is John Tatey. He hangs out with us and has a ridiculous amount of pop culture knowledge, but in particular when it comes to game shows and television history. Mm-hmm. So we have two listeners on hold. I'm going to get to Bob and
Gary.
Gary, thank you. Mm-hmm. We have our screens down, so I'm like, I don't remember what the other name was that I said. We have in studio with us Casey and Frank from Pop's Italian Beef and Sausage. They brought in a box of Italian beef, and isn't it amazing how quickly everyone comes in and gets out?
It was like a stampede in here during the break. I've never seen anything like it.
And we get food in here all the time, and I'm like, hey, Ez, we have food. And she's like, yeah, that's nice. And then, so thank you for coming and grabbing some, Ez, because they have supplied quite a great spread for us.
It's super good.
Tell us a little bit about before I go to Bob and Gary, I want to find out about the homemade jardinera, because this is amazing.
Yes, thank you. So what's cool about our homemade jardinera is the same spices that we use to make the beef, we use to make the jardinera, so it complements it really, really well. It's definitely your unique jardinera. It's not your typical mild jardinera. It is a hot, spicy meat of jalapenos and celery in it. So that's exactly how I like my beef. I like the hot peppers, but of course, you know, there's sweet peppers and the cheese and other ways people get it as well.
I'm not laughing at what you're saying. It's just that right behind you is the shot. Can the people on the internet see this?
Esmeralda
eating the beef sandwich. And just loving it.
I'm sorry. She was doing fine until you pointed. Look at, she is dunking that all the way in there. The au jus, by the way.
Not the beef, I said before.
Beef juice.
You could say that as well.
I like beef juice. You should be proud of beef juice.
Absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with it, right?
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Hey, you be proud of your beef juice. I'll be proud of my au jus.
Fair
okay?
enough. Fair enough.
Or you said gravy. I don't think I've ever called it gravy.
Well, yeah, gravy, yeah.
I've heard it called gravy before. Oh.
Have you?
Right, yeah.
All right, then. Fine. All good stuff. Now, you guys are celebrating National Italian Beef Day, which is on the 27th, but a lot of people travel. So what are you doing at the Pops?
So tomorrow, Wednesday, we are offering $3 beef sandwiches at all of our locations. So we're hoping that, you know, new customers come in, existing customers come in. It's kind of a cool way to give back to people that have been coming in for years.
Got all your bases covered then, right?
Yes, everybody. So, and it's a fun day. Hopefully a lot of our customers will be in, and it'll be a lot of familiar faces and new faces as well.
And what's the website for Pops so people can find the locations?
PopsBeef.com.
I'm guessing you got some social media presence too with the Instagram account.
We do,
account
yes.
And stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Follow us, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Be awesome.
Frank, is she making you take pictures of food all the time?
Yep.
Is that your job? See, I'm trying to find all of the random odds and ends jobs that she makes you do. I love that you guys brought in all this food. I'm glad to celebrate with you. Now, do you feel that you are well-versed in TV history and series finales? Because
That's questionable, but
right.
We'll try.
Well, exactly what we're going to do. We're going to question it right now.
We're gonna let's see if we can all do this together.
Okay.
And Bob and Gary are on the line. Hello. Is this Bob or is this Gary?
This is Bob.
Hey, Bob. How are you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Homer Glen.
From Homer Glen. Is there a Pops over by Homer Glen? There is.
There is. Yeah.
All right. Good to know. So you think you know your TV series finale history?
I know a lot about hot dogs too.
Oh, good.
Were you calling for the TV?
A hot dog.
I know. Were you calling about the TV trivia or the Italian beefs?
Well, TV trivia, but I like both.
All right. So you were competing with Gary for a gift card to Apt Electronics.
Oh,
I just saw Steve Shapiro last week. He gave me a big hug and he's like, you know, make sure you send some folks my way. So Steve Shapiro, our good friend at the Glenview store. Apt Electronics, pleasing people since 1936. You can go to abt.com for all the great stuff they have there. And then we also have on the line with us, we have Gary. Hey, Gary, how are you doing?
Hi, Benny.
Hey. Yeah, you call from Arlington Heights, aren't you? Or right about there.
Well, yeah, close.
Close.
Hoffman Estates.
Where is it?
Hoffman Estates.
Hoffman Estates. Good to hear from you, Gary. And you feel like you are very knowledgeable when it comes to TV trivia and series finales?
I'm very knowledgeable about Italian beef sandwiches. I'll tell you that.
All of our meat experts have called.
That's
during
a running theme here.
Yes, yeah. I know. All right. Well, if we don't have time to finish before the news,
we'll do one round. Before the news.
Yes, exactly. We'll do one round before the news, and let's see how it goes.
Okay.
Don't forget. And you also have Frank and Casey in the studio. If you want to ask for a lifeline, they're shaking their heads no, but do it anyway. You do it anyway. We'll walk through it. All right. So how would you take it away, John Tatey?
Okay. So here's the
game.
While
you do this, go ahead.
I know. I'm so jealous of you. So each of these questions is about a famous TV series finale. You should know these shows, most of them at least. And what I've done is I've gone to the review that appeared in the Chicago Tribune the next day and taken a quote out of it. So I'll read you a quote from the Tribune review of this series finale, and you tell me what the show was, okay?
Are you going to go one at a time?
One at a time, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to start with Bob. Bob, do you want question A or B?
Let's go B.
Okay. This is from May 15th, 1998, in the Tribune Review. It read, "Workplace Conversations Friday will likely revolve around the last hurrah of the four rather pathetic New Yorkers."
Seinfeld.
Wow. Excellent. That is correct. 1 point for Bob. Oh, yes.
Yay.
I love the harp.
See, did you know that one?
I did.
Okay.
It wasn't a very good one, was it?
It was not well
received. No, I'll tell you what. TV critic Steve Johnson did not care for this finale one bit. If you read the review, it's pretty biting.
Searing? Was it searing?
He's snippy, I would call it.
What was that?
I didn't hear what show was. I didn't hear the answer.
It was Seinfeld.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right.
All right. Now
it's your turn.
Okay, Gary's caught up. Gary, here is your question in this round. After 6 years and a dozen Emmy Awards, NBC's unconventional hospital show left the air Wednesday night after a final scene that may have perplexed many viewers. This is from May 26th, 1988. After 6 years and a dozen Emmy Awards, a dozen, my God, can you imagine it? NBC's unconventional hospital show left the air Wednesday night. Do you have a guess, Gary?
1988.
Yeah.
Yep. Marcus Welby. I don't know. Marcus Welby.
That was a good guess, but that is not correct, so I'm going to give Bob a chance to steal.
Go ahead, Bob. Do you know what series that was?
Was it St. Elsewhere?
Very good. That was a tough one. That is correct, Bob.
Right.
Bob goes up 2 points to nothing. And sorry, Gary, that was a tough question.
How many points do you need to win?
Whoever's got the most after round two will win the after round.
So one more question? That's all.
They both get one more shot.
All right, let's take a break here. We're going to go to the news. Gary, Bob, hang on. We'll do round two in just a moment,
and
you guys.
We have seen comebacks in the TV trivia game before, fellas,
yes,
by the way.
Gary,
so don't give up, Gary.
Do not give up. All right, let's take a quick break here so I can eat some beef. More after this on 720 WGN from Pops. Thank you so much for hanging out with us pretty late. I hope you're happy, healthy, and safe wherever you are tonight. And don't forget, everything that we say on this show is podcast. Producer Michael Heidemann makes sure that everything is loaded onto iTunes and my Facebook page, Patty V Show. Please go like the page, Patty V Show. You'll see a little bit later, there'll be a photo of everybody that's in studio right now with John Tatey and with Casey and Frank. And that'll be up again on my Facebook page, Patty V Show. We are in the middle of a round of TV trivia focusing on highlighting series finales.
Yes.
While
I like
eating
the intro in the middle of the show, by the way, Mike. I know it was because of it wasn't on purpose, but I like it.
It just felt right, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good.
I think we should have a half hour intro every half hour on the half
That's
hour.
Right. A cold open. That's right.
Every single time. In studio with us are our friends Frank and Casey from Pop's Italian Beef and Sausage. They're Frank's kids, and he's roped everybody in. How many aunts and uncles get roped into the beef?
That's how we started. Uncle Joe opened the second
into
location.
The business,
Uncle Greg
I should say.
Opened the third location. So yeah, absolutely.
Uncle Joe, Uncle Frank.
Yeah, we got everybody.
You guys aren't Italian by any chance.
No, actually.
No?
We're Polish.
Oh, that's right. I should have known by the name.
Yeah.
Your mom's Polish too?
She's Irish.
Oh, she's like, look, you're like, she's Irish. We let her pretend. like she's one of us. Poor mom. All right, we are in the middle of a very heated bout of TV trivia. Head-to-head is Bob and Gary. Bob is ahead 2-0. Bob stole the last question from Gary, so it's Bob's turn again.
It's Gary's turn. We're going to start with Gary this time.
You're going to help out Gary a little bit.
I'm mixing up the format a little bit.
Sit down and eat my beef. Go ahead, carry on.
Okay, so if you're just joining us, yes, Bob was up 2-0, but a comeback is possible here, folks, in the climactic round two. You like that, Patty? Climactic?
I really did. My mouth is full. Continue.
Okay. To remind you, I'm going to read a quote from the Chicago Tribune review of a famous TV series finale, and our contestants have to tell me what show it was. Okay, Gary, do you want question A or B?
Can we go three rounds?
Gary, you gotta have faith in yourself here. This could be your moment.
Question A.
Question A. All right, I'm feeling it, Gary, for you. Okay, here begins the comeback begins now.
Okay.
This was April 7th, 2016, appeared in the Tribune. Really, though, this is what this show has been. A big, basically cheese ball, unapologetically mainstream take on the American dream of coming from nowhere to become a star. April 7th, 2016. Ooh, nice touch.
I'm going to go to the lifeline.
Okay.
I wish anybody in the studio could help you. Esmeralda, can you be Gary's lifeline?
Ooh.
At all? Hold on, Michael. Michael, can you be Gary's lifeline?
Oh, man, I don't know, Gary.
2016. One more time.
Really, though? That is what this show has been. A big, basically cheeseball, unapologetically mainstream take on the American dream of coming from nowhere to become a star. I must have an answer, Gary.
Well, I guess you're going to have to give this one to Bob.
Oh, you have no guess, Gary. Okay.
Oh, I have no guess.
Bob, do you want to take a crack at it?
Is it that show that just came back, American Idol? I don't know.
Bob, you are on fire tonight. It is American Idol.
Ooh.
Yes. Wow. 3-0. This one is turning into a laugher. But yes, American Idol is back on the air now. But remember, it did have a series finale.
On Fox, and now it's come back.
And tonight it came back. And spoiler coming up for tonight's American Idol finale on ABC, Maddie Poppy won.
Oh,
I know
dear.
Nothing about her other than the fact that she is named Maddie Poppy. And that is enough for me.
And I believe she's from Iowa.
She's from Iowa, yes.
Yes.
I saw
she's
that
the first,
too, Patty.
The first Iowan to win.
Yeah. Oh, is she?
Yes.
Wow. What a proud achievement.
Hey,
okay.
I'm just saying, take them where you can.
Okay. Never saw the show in my life.
Oh, well, it's quite entertaining, Gary. America loves it. Bob, here's your question. This is just to make it a shutout. Bob, this is from May 19th, 1997. Her series, which began as an extension of her comedy act, matured into an extension of working class America. May 19th, 1997. Her series, which began as an extension of her comedy act, clue number one, matured into an extension of working class America.
Are we talking about another show that came back?
Oh, might we be?
Roseanne?
That is correct.
Yay.
It is Roseanne. Bob went 4-for-4.
I think this means TV.
I knew that one. That's the only one I knew.
Well, now here's the thing, because I know that Gary has called frequently and is very patient with these games. Bob, you have won the gift card to Apt Electronics, and
I agree with the applause.
It's
a very brief applause.
And for you, Gary, I have a parting prize for you as well. Isn't that how we say it in the game show biz?
Sure.
The backup prize.
A parting gift.
Yes.
Because he did not win any prize.
No, but he's won a gift. A desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling. The 60 Minute Men. Call 855-955-HVAC, Gary.
That's a nice parting gift.
I love
when we give away the weather station.
So stand by, you guys, and Michael will get information from you. That's Bob gets the gift card from I hung up on Gary, so that happened. Sorry, Gary, call back. I didn't mean to do that.
The ultimate in betrayal.
No, you have a prize. Too bad. Wah, wah, wah.
I know. You got his hopes up right at the end there.
And then,
good luck telling the weather now,
no,
Gary.
No, he'll Gary call back. I'm so sorry. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to Casey and Frank for hanging out with us and bringing this great beef. Did you now were any of those shows ones you watched American Idol?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you
watch
this
season?
No,
couldn't get it. You've been busy.
Yeah, just a little.
Just a little bit busy. How about you, Frank? It. Did you ever watch?
Busy being an uncle.
Busy being an uncle. Frank, get out. Give me a break.
Yeah, beef sandwiches.
All the beefs. What should people know about Pops? What do you most want them to know about this restaurant that your family started, that your dad built from the ground up?
Yeah, I think although it's become a franchise, we're still very much family oriented. Each one of our franchisees, they love the communities that we're in. We love each other. So we're really proud of our recipe. And each one's, you know, serves and slices and cooks in house every day, and so we're really proud of what we have and, you know, the communities we've been a part of.
This I'm beef a first is timer and I yep. loved it.
It's good, I'm glad. Yeah, it really, thank you very much.
Really, really good. All the jardinera and the sweet peppers and all that.
And the au jus, as it's called, Patty.
Yes, the au jus. Happy National Italian Beef Day, everybody. You can celebrate on the 27th, but they're having an ahead of Memorial Day celebration in case you're traveling. $3 beef sandwiches at Pops, all the locations.
And on that Sunday, we are having $5 beef and Friday to celebrate that Sunday. Excellent. So if you are in town,
beef and fries.
Beef and fries, yeah.
All right, then. All right, very good. Thank you guys so much. Thank it was lovely to meet you. Look forward to having you guys back.
Thank you.
Please. I mean, I like you. It. Your sandwiches.
Every Tuesday, if you
can. Thankfully, there'll be a new gym at the new location on the second floor. Is that gym open 24 hours, Michael? Do you happen to know? I'm going to need that to be open 24 hours. Is it?
Yeah.
That would be magic.
Oh, man, especially for this Italian beef.
I'm saying, run there.
I might work out before my appearances.
That's how you work it. All right, Gary. Gary has not called back yet. Gary, please call back.
No.
I apologize for disconnecting you. Please call back.
Gary.
I have to ask for Gary to call back the rest of the show. He's so mad at me. I have a desktop weather station for you, Gary.
Gary, you got to know what the weather is.
I'm saying.
You can't look out the window like everybody else. Get a station thing.
Get a weather station. All right, I'm going to take a selfie with you guys in a photo. More after this on 720 WGN. The incredible Pops Italian Beef and Sausage folks have left the room, John. They brought so much happiness. There's
Patty,
nothing. Yes.
I skipped dinner tonight by not on purpose, but
I didn't even. I should tell people when we're gonna. I don't always know. I hate to assume because a restaurant's coming in. We don't ask for food, right? So sometimes they don't, and I've told people, this restaurant's coming, and they don't eat, and I'm like, I'm not gonna. It's not. Necessary.
I know not to count on, but you know, it worked out perfectly because I was starving when I got here, and then it's just this. And then
poor Steve Van Dinter walks in.
Steve Van Dinter,
and he's like, I already ate.
I was going to say, well, it smells nice in here.
Yes, it does. You can take one home with you, though.
All right.
These reheat wonderfully.
Excellent.
Look at him unpacking all the gadgets already.
I know. Can we talk about the gadgets?
Yes.
I know it's jumping the gun a little bit.
Okay, but before we do, we do have to talk about pop culture just a little bit with you, John. Because I don't know if you were here the night Adam Selzer was here and sent me down a path, and most of my listeners are about to roll their eyes, and they're like, oh my God, not with Cobra Kai again. It is so good, John. Have you've watched it and not liked it?
What
you don't know what Cobra Kai is? This is exciting for me.
Are you talking about The Karate Kid?
Yes, I am.
Wait, so what? You have just discovered The Karate Kid? Is that what you're saying?
This is a delicious moment for me. So YouTube Red has launched a series. It's a 10-episode.
Oh.
Pretty much every episode is a half an hour, so it's quickly consumable. And
this is new, then, you're
saying. This picks up 34 years after Danny LaRusso kicks Johnny Lawrence in the face to win the All-Valley Karate Championship. Okay. And the thing is that's so amazing about it, it's the eyes in are through Johnny Lawrence. And it's from his point of view, what's gone on in his life, where he is, and Danny LaRusso's in this as well. You have even Danny's mom shows up a little bit later. And it's so much fun. I would say it's better done than the movie. The storytelling of it, the character of Johnny. I'm fascinated.
You're into it. YouTube Red, really?
YouTube Red. The first two episodes are free, and then they offer like a month subscription and to you know like a trial one, so you can watch the rest of the
what
episodes.
YouTube Red is, Patty. Let's look.
You didn't
agree.
Know what Cobra
the pop culture
was.
Student became the master there. I'm not going to dispute that.
You want to see? I think it's up to like I don't know if it's like 20 million. I don't know what it's up to, but it's pretty.
The YouTube.
The viewership of Cobra Kai. Yeah.
Oh.
And again, it's really well done.
Oh, how'd you slip this one past me?
I'm
fascinated by that.
It's been 3 weeks. I thought for sure we could, I would get all excited and we would talk about it. So now your assignment before next week is to watch Cobra Kai so I can dork out both on.
Okay, I will.
On by the way, for everyone, I will try to tone it down after John and I have a conversation about it on the air because.
I can't wait, though. Tone it up for that. I'm going to study up.
I.
You know what I've been boning up on is the superhero movies,
which
are not bad this summer.
So, yeah, I've seen...
And you know I'm not really one for the superhero stuff, typically.
So when you say boning up, did you see the ones leading up to Infinity War?
Oh, or... no. let's not get crazy, Patty. When I say boning up, I mean I'm going to see the movies.
Yeah, but how
I'm proud of myself.
How does Infinity War even make any sense without sort of...
Well, I know that I've seen a lot. I mean, I think I've actually seen most of them.
Okay, so...
Because... You know, I can't be a total failure as a pop culture expert, even though I didn't know about Cobra Kai, but I've been enjoying them lately.
Now, which ones do you enjoy? And Steve, do you also watch the...
Steve, have you seen Deadpool 2 yet?
I have not. That's on my list of things
you
to watch.
You want to see it?
Yeah, I'm going to go see it.
Did you like it?
I thought it was better than the reviews generally held. I liked how self-referential that character is. And yeah, I really enjoyed it.
I've heard good things
about
it.
So that's my quick recommendation.
I've heard bad things. Nick was not a fan, but he was not a fan of the first one either. So Nick D, sorry, our in-house film critic.
Didn't like the first Deadpool.
He did not. He did not like, and he really does not like the. I think he liked this one better than the first, but that doesn't. The baseline is so low.
Wow.
I was gonna say I don't ever go in with high expectations. I just want to be entertained.
Yeah.
You know,
that's best.
I'm pretty easy to be satisfied at a movie.
Yeah, when I saw Deadpool, I had no expectations for it, so that was kind of. I was by myself. I was on the road, and I was like, it was my first time in one of those recliner seats in a movie theater.
Oh, those are so nice.
I can't go back to regular seats.
No, not at all.
No.
And then they have the ones where the people bring food around and I just want them to slide it into my face. It's like, as long as I'm being lazy, you may as
you
well
want
just,
the, yeah.
just open my mouth.
It's not enough that they put it on a tray within arm's
it's
reach.
So weird.
They have to
please
slide it.
Me.
It's interesting that you want them to slide it
I'm
in.
Just
it's
kidding.
Such an image.
Being in those theaters reminds me of being in WALL-E. The people in WALL-E just like
oh,
slide
yes.
through.
It well, now I'm not going to be able to forget that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, for sure.
Here, have your tummy
beef. I don't
beef.
Care. I'm okay with it.
You're fine with it.
Now it's 11:55. I might have to stay an extra segment
I think
to
that
learn
sounds,
about the gadgets.
That sounds
Please.
Just fine. Look at all the toys he brought in studio,
I know.
Too.
Always something fun, right?
Exactly. All right. Well, do you want to, let me see. What do you?
So it's, you know, it's graduation season. So
yes.
I thought it'd be a little appropriate to bring some tech gifts for the graduate. If you're kind of stuck on what to get that graduate this year, I've got a slew of ideas here.
Ooh, a slew.
Yeah.
Like we'll wet our whistle with, can we get one in before the break?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We got
cool.
a minute.
All right.
Wait, Michael, yes, we have a minute. Literally.
Michael says yes. Awesome. Yes. Cool. Well, the one I was going to suggest first then, for the forgetful student, and who isn't, there's a lot of us out there, adults, that are forgetful as well.
It's all that weed.
I'm not going to comment on that, what they're doing, but I brought the Tile Style and the Tile Sport. So these are the little tile chips that you can put into a backpack, into a purse, onto your keys, things, anything that you basically can lose. What's cool about them, though, is, you know, they've now beefed them up or boned them up, as John would say. with extra durability. So these are now waterproof. They have twice the range and they're twice as loud. So I've got one actually
what?
Hidden in a passport here. Not hidden because my passport's literally in sight. But I can hit the app and you'll hear it.
Oh.
You hear it chirping there.
So oh, and it's so jaunty. Actually, it's like, you found me.
Yeah, so you can
I'm
run around
here.
And find it. But if you didn't know where it was, it actually shows on a map exactly where the passport was last seen. So if it's not in the area, you can at least be like, okay, it was last spotted at home or... Hopefully not still at the hotel where you were at.
See, now I want to ask you more about that, but after the news, because I know that we have to break.
Let's take a break here. Find out more about that when we come back. We're hanging out with Steve Van Dinter. Thank you, Verizon, for letting him bring in all the cool toys. And John Tatey dazzling us with all the... I really love the quirky trivia ones, too. It's like, I love piecing that together. Michael has a similar game, so maybe we need to figure out how to blend those two.
Oh, really?
Off the reviews. More after this on 720 WGN. Thank you so much for hanging out pretty late. I'm your host Patty Vasquez, and we are live in the Allstate Showcase studio for the Patty V Show. I hope that you're happy and healthy wherever you are, and definitely safe. If you miss any of the show, don't forget that we will have that up. Executive producer Michael Heidemann will have that loaded onto iTunes, and you can also check it out on my Facebook page, Patty V Show. Joining me in studio is John Tatey. Pop culture expert John Tatey. And it is Tech Tuesday. Joining us in the studio is Steve Van Dinter, bringing us some great toys from Verizon. You can follow him on Twitter at S Van Dinter, and you can follow John Tatey at John Tatey, TETI, on Twitter.
That's right, Patty.
And you're fascinated by the...
I'm fascinated by the tiles.
The locator tiles that you can slip inside your a phone case or in your wallet. It's
pretty much anything where they fit in or clip onto.
And it's a square, a little bigger than a postage stamp.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen these before, and I think you mentioned sort of offhand, you said that if you lose something, you can bring it up on your phone and it shows you the last place it was seen.
Yes.
Now... Is this one of those things where everybody who has the like tile app can like quote unquote see your
Nope. So the first time you activate this, you actually pair it to your device itself. So they do a unique secure encrypted connection between your phone and the tile. And actually, once it's paired to a device or to your account, then that's the only account that can actually see it.
Well, I didn't mean anything sinister by that, but I meant aren't there some Bluetooth like locator things where there's like a network of people?
I see what you're saying. So where it'll relay.
Yes.
Yeah. So it'll. So that's kind of how it does its last known seen thing. So your phone actually keeps track of it, or like I can see, for instance, it'll say when I open up the app how many tiles are actually nearby, and it doesn't look like there's any right now. But sometimes, 16,103. So it just popped up.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can help other people find their stuff, but you cannot
see their stuff. I just know they're nearby.
But your phone is part of the network.
So there's 16,000 in that little circle. So basically downtown Chicago right now.
Steve always opens my eyes to things that I'm kind of am fascinated by. But then I'm like, what? Why do I know these things? Why am I seeing how many tiles are downtown? What is happening?
The most important thing is finding the item that is yours.
Yes.
And so you'll see on that map as well. It'll show, it actually shows all of my things being here because they're all here. But if they weren't. If I had left my passport at home, it would have shown that it was still there. It was at least last seen there.
Well, and the great thing about having the locators too is that it just saves time,
Absolutely.
Because you're trying to get out of the house. For me, it's always the keys and the phone. Those are the two. I would say the keys.
So as I was telling John in the break, what I love about the tile too is not just finding the items you have tile attached to, but there are times when we lose our phones themselves. So you literally just double click on the E on the tile itself. I don't know if you can hear that. My phone just started ringing. I've got it on silent right now.
Oh, you're calling your phone.
Yeah, so
basically.
It rings your phone then. So if your phone was stuck in the couch crack or underneath your seat in your car, it would be ringing.
That's really clever.
I like that a lot.
Okay, more gadgets.
Yeah. Yes, more gadgets. John's like, moving on, because I have to go soon.
Yes,
He's extended his stay, which he rarely does.
Keep in mind, all these, again, in the vein of the graduate. So it may not necessarily be the highest of tech, but I think these would be cool tech items for the graduate. So this next one is a black box you see here. This is a Mophie Charge Station Force. What's unique about this is not the fact that it's got the USB port where you can plug in, but the fact that if you've got a new iPhone or an Android device with wireless charging, you see if I hold it up to it instantly starts charging. So there's actually Qi wireless charging built into it, which makes it very convenient to just set a device on it like your new iPhone.
So
or
it's
your
this
Android.
Black box if the size of like a deck of playing cards.
Yep.
And it's got USB charge ports in it, but it also does the wireless thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
if
so
you really want to look like a bit of a douche at the airport,
that's
your way to do it.
I'm not knocking it.
Think about it. The most annoying thing about a battery pack is having to remember to pack your charging cable, right?
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. I have a whole bag of, and John knows this, the makeup
cables.
Bag.
Yeah. Rat's nest in there.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. Like you walk around, and I have a bag the same way that's just full of all these chargers from all these different devices that I have.
What?
But if you got wireless charging, now you just set it on there and you're good to go.
For one thing at a time.
Right.
Which phones are wireless chargers?
So the Pixel that we have is not.
Not.
But the devices like the Samsung Galaxy S9, the S8, the S7, the iPhone 8, the iPhone X, we've got numerous Android devices that have it built in. So
not the Pixel though, huh? I didn't know that.
No. So they went with the metal back, which works for durability, but it does not transmit electricity through it. So if you notice, that's why Apple went with the glass back.
The glass back.
That's why Samsung has the glass back. It's all because of the ability to transfer the magnetic signal.
Plus, it's pretty.
Well, it is pretty. It's also pretty dangerous when it comes to the floor or something. But no, that's why manufacturers do that.
Can we get one more gadget?
Absolutely.
I can't wait
to get two more before
Feed me gadgets.
So this is one that the only one that I'm talking about today that Verizon does not sell, but because we're keeping in mind with the graduate, I wanted to go with low budget. I had just discovered these. I think it's pretty amazing. So two engineers from Amazon actually spun off and created a company called Wyzecam, W-Y-Z-E. It's a small little camera device. Price on this is $20. One-time fee.
What?
I'm going to show you a live picture from...
So it's a little webcam-looking thing,
yeah,
right?
But I'm going to show you from my apartment exactly what it looks like. I've got two of these in my place. You can see here, there is actually a infrared.
Yeah, so you can I'm see looking my, in your apartment.
My
oh, I'm
front
sorry,
door...
Steve,
oh, did you mm-hmm. cancel out of it?
There's
oh,
so much
dear.
Screen on
it's
that.
It's very complicated.
It's hard to hand those over, those edge-to-edge
one
ones.
One more time.
Oh, that was almost tragic. I just want everyone to know how nimble
that
both.
Was, that was you, amazing.
You caught that together.
Was an amazing catch.
Yes, that was a team effort.
So you can
right
see
there.
there's
oh, I'm
actually
looking
infrared.
At Steve's kitchen right
so
now.
There's a front door I've got in a kitchen. So you've got infrared capabilities, so both daytime and nighttime. So you got night cam vision. You have free cloud storage for 2 weeks. So you know other cameras tend to charge for that. So this one actually does not. It's a one-time $20 fee. And if you slide in a micro SD card, which I have. You can actually go back in time and scroll through the day and even do time lapse and things like that. So it is not outdoor ready, but I've seen some people on Twitter that have you know mounted these outside just because they're so cheap and they seem to actually do pretty good.
I'm zooming in on your armchair here.
All right.
You showed us the infrared of your kitchen. Is it color when there's light?
It is in color when it's light. Yeah, I can. I'll scroll back and show you some.
$20
color.
Bucks. Wow.
Yeah, it's $20 one time fee.
What is it called?
Wyze. Wyze.
And people use these for you know making sure that nothing's going on. Maybe they,
yeah,
they're
so
worried. For you, it's your landlord a little bit. I know that you were upset that they were coming in.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm now able to keep track. And what I do is set some time parameters as well. So no, actually, the lights outside just turned off. you can set parameters. So right when I'm gone at work during the day, I actually have it turn on to keep track and notify me of any movement. So like when my Roomba goes out and vacuums at you know 10 o'clock in the morning,
What's
I get a notification.
What's this about your landlord, though?
Well, you know, they have come in when I was not aware they were coming. And so I will see them pop up on my camera and I can talk to them. So that's the other thing,
oh, you
too.
Can, I was
what?
Just going to ask if
two-way
you could
audio.
Be the
oh, yeah.
ominous voice of
oh, yeah.
God.
So you, it was funny. There was a, I had maintenance had come in to fix a sink issue I was having. And I got notified that the guy was there and was watching him. And he went and sat on my couch and started talking to, I presume, his girlfriend.
Oh,
based
no.
on the conversation I could hear. I let it go on for about 15 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Like, okay, this is like way too long. So I have the Philips Hue lights at my place. So I started turning the lights red, which I thought was a pretty
Did
good
you
indicator.
Really? How
that,
sinister.
Yeah. So then he was frightened by that and wondering why the lights were turning red. I heard him tell his friend on the phone. And then
and you're like, get
he
out.
He continued to sit there.
Oh, no.
And then my Roomba came out and started vacuuming. And then he was running around my place doing crazy Snapchats with my Roomba. And so finally I just chimed in. I was like, hey, sink. Could you get working on my sink, please? He was like looking up and all around. I'm just like, come on, you know?
Wow. That's a vent. Did you ever say anything to your landlord?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I chuckled, though. It was fun.
Still, it's kind of annoying.
But if you think about it, like, so, you know, if you want to keep track of what's going on, and if you're, you know, moving into an apartment and you don't want your roommates popping in there, you could always put in one of these cheap cameras to keep track of what's going on, make sure your stuff doesn't go missing. And for folks, you know, just in general, keeping track of your things at your house certainly is an inexpensive way to do that.
Well, and this has really come a long way from when I had my kids for baby monitoring, too, like putting a camera in their room to mm-hmm. watch them on your phone. Like, we would have given anything for that when the boys were little.
Yeah, sure.
You know, because like Steve was always worried that like Griffin wasn't breathing. So he was like at the point where he would wake him up to see if he was breathing or
I know
or
it like, well, sure.
Or put the mirror. He was like, I had to buy him a camping mirror to put under his nose. So that,
for real?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I was like, because, well, before the kids, he would do it to me. He would like wake me up because he would think that I hadn't moved in a long time.
So did you have just audio monitors? Or
yeah,
did you have-
we only had audio monitors. Yeah. So we would have loved to have had it because the video monitors were like over $200, $300. So we just never did that for $20.
Yeah.
This does.
I never even thought about it as a baby cam, but you certainly can do
oh,
that.
And the
gosh,
baby
yeah.
video monitors are pretty cheap now, too. And it's just like, sometimes I, like, we'll see Leo, my two-year-old, like, dancing in the bed or something like that. And I just think, 10 years ago, I would never have known they even did that.
Yeah, right. You would never have been able to do that.
What if you had this set up, too? If you had motion detection, like I said, it clips it for you. You can actually download those clips onto your phone and save them. So if there were cute moments you wanted to preserve, you could certainly do that.
Wow.
When he's like talking to himself
Thank
in bed.
Thank goodness for omnipresent surveillance.
Yeah, it's going to come up at his wedding. This was you when you were two, Leo. By the way, from Aaron, Aaron says that Community Find does allow all the users to help find your stuff if you choose to do so. For weird, I guess that's about the tiles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
See, I didn't mean anything mean about it.
No.
Nice. Yeah. No, it's not a sinister thing at all.
it's a little creepy. But it's good to know that people can help you.
Well, so is the cameras everywhere, but this is the new reality.
Before you go, John, I do want to catch up with some of the texts that we didn't get a chance to read while our other guests were here as well. Well, not that one. We miss Pops in Western Michigan University's campus, Kalamazoo, Michigan. So that was one. But someone wrote to us, Buttig pastrami on marble rye with mustard is wonderful. By the way, Buttig, are you familiar with Buttig meats?
No.
Oh, it's so good. They come in these. They come in packets, so you can get like a packet for like close to.
Do you know
a
what
buck.
This is, Steve?
Do you know Buttig meats?
I have not heard of this. No.
You what do you mean? You okay? That's it. We've got to get some Buttig meats for the next time Steve and John Tatey. We know those.
Are they a Chicago original? Or
we know Mr. Buttig. We have to have him come in the studio.
It comes in a packet.
Yeah, it's like a packet. It's in your deli meat section at the grocery store.
Is it a Chicago?
It's a Chicago based. Okay. Yeah, Chicago based. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's the best. Oh. My favorite are the turkey slices.
Buttig meats and some Cobra Kai.
Yes.
Should I do them together?
Get yourself some Cobra. They don't really. It's not necessarily linked together. Although it is part. Both are such integral parts of my childhood. So that works.
Okay, that's good.
When I was a kid, I made all my sandwiches with Buttig meats. Which, speaking of which, was hold on one second. Is Cobra Kai related to Kubla and Genghis Khan? That's from Trucker Jamie. But one listener, by the way, Gary did not call back. And the 630 says, if Gary doesn't call back to claim his weather station, I'll be glad to claim it in his place. And if he should come back to claim it, I'll be glad to relinquish to him because he is the rightful recipient. That's very nice and gracious of the 630.
Are we going to give it to the 630? Because I don't think Gary's calling back.
They're offering to take care of it in the interim. I love the way that's one of the most eloquent.
Oh, I see. They were going to give it back, not if, even just relinquish the.
Yeah, they want to be the caregiver of the weather station.
Caretaker. That's adorable.
They don't want to get lost in the movie, right?
This is a good point. Good point. This might be, I don't know yet because they keep moving the dates around, but it is. Were you on the conference call today? I know it gets weird when we talk about the conference call on the air.
The conference call.
The conference call.
The chill in the air and the conference call.
She gets Steve's device for the conference call. Ooh. We kind of have it.
Yeah, I don't look at the pictures anymore because you can see everybody like almost like Brady Bunch style. And I can't, like, sometimes you'll get like a shot up somebody's nose. Or you were not eating a banana last week while they said on the air on Cochrane's show that you were eating a banana on the conference call.
What?
She said she has a screenshot of you eating a banana on the conference call, and I don't remember you ever like having your camera on. Do you remember eating?
What is that picture for?
Record it next time, Mike.
Mary Sandberg said that you were eating a banana on the conference call.
I mean, it's at noon. It's during lunchtime. I don't think that I should be ousted for my banana eating ways.
I was not on that call.
Nobody wants to oust you.
They were all in the air on Steve's show talking about the conference call and how people have questions at the end and Michael's eating a banana and Justin Kaufman's usually crunching on a salad or something. So I was just getting out of bed and I called and I was like... Was there a conference call yesterday? I did not. I totally slept through it.
Oh no!
Yes. So
you missed the banana too.
I missed the banana.
Mike, you should make that your trademark now. Yeah. Do it every time.
You'll have to ask Mary for a screenshot of your banana. Yeah, as I don't know what the long game. Various fruits. What's Michael eating on the conference call today? I like that.
That's good.
He has a plum. But there'll be times.
There's so many options.
Papaya, I have to go grocery. Star fruit.
And then you freak her out and you eat something savory.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, Mary has an issue with too much sound. Like different sounds make her crazy on the conference call. Which she's right. When your microphone is on, it pulls the camera to your device.
Yeah.
So like we'll be like sitting there and someone throws their device on their kitchen counter and now we're looking at the ceiling tiles in their kitchen. Or we'll hear their kid like coming around trying to grab something and it gets a little bit hectic.
It's like a terrible system. Call courtesy just to like mute your line if you're not the one talking.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. I do continue to talk, but I just have my microphone off. Mm-hmm. I feel that that's better for
it's
everybody.
Very effective. Yeah.
Oh, it keeps things moving along. If we could all just keep our microphones off during this conference call.
That's how you started the show tonight, in fact.
It really is. Can we suggest that next time? Ez, what do you think? Could everyone turn their microphones off? Todd, you as well.
Oh, that'd be great.
That's rude.
I guess all in, you'd be all unanimous.
We all just get on the conference call, we wave at each other,
and meditate.
Then we're like, something like that.
My favorite is when people leave their line open, but don't know that their line's open, and they're having a conversation with a coworker, and you know they're actually not listening at all to the point where someone is calling them out, hey, whoever has their line open right now, and the conversation just continues. And it's like, they're talking about the conference call.
Oh.
Like, hey, you may want to turn it off.
Well, and then there'll be people in the same room, so we're getting a feedback. Uh-huh. We'll get like an echo chamber.
You guys should just have a chat room.
I know. Or we should just like have an in-person one once a month. I don't know. It's not up to me. It goes well. It's nice to hear. Check in with everybody. See how everyone's doing. This is me telling management. I'm game for whatever you want to do. Whatever's going on. I'm good with that. But was it your understanding that we're moving the date around again?
Yeah. I think that the date has been kind of hovering around the 31st.
But I didn't understand if that was so.
That's good because it's not in every month then.
Yeah. That's, you know, because I stopped myself from asking. I did. I was like, oh, I don't think there's 31 days in June.
That's the first thing
you think of. Yeah, I was like, there's not 31 days in June. So it must be at the end of May, but I don't know. I you know what? They'll just tell me where to do my show, and that's where I'll be.
Okay, well, dial me in before you eat an elongated fruit again, will you, Mike?
Yeah, I will. I'll conference call you on that one. Mm-hmm. I think it sounds good.
You should eat more pickles.
Ooh, I like that. But
thanks,
so we need a screenshot of Michael eating pickles.
I'd definitely have to put that on mute though.
Yes, please.
Because you don't want like a crunch in the middle of it. It's bad enough.
I'm gonna start sending him stuff to eat on the conference calls.
That's good. This could be a game in the show.
I think so. What did Mike eat during the conference call? It's like Paul's game, but everyone has to really guess.
It could be like a sponsored thing.
Ooh, I like that too.
Sponsored by Pop's Italian Beef. Just eating a big old beef.
That's perfect.
It's just produced this segment. I mean,
it takes care of itself.
Yep.
It's all good. Well, John, thank you so much for hanging out a little extra. This is like the longest I think that you've stayed in almost the entire time.
I'm honored.
Yeah.
Like the first. I did the whole show.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. You did. That's a long haul, isn't it?
I was dragging a little bit by the end.
Okay.
That was a tough one.
You didn't get your four-hour nap in?
Yeah, I got to get the four-hour nap.
I'm about to get it in.
I'm going to need my listeners to all take a four-hour nap before they tune into my show. If we could all start fresh at 11 p.m.
Did you say that on the air? No. Steve took this four-hour nap today to prepare for the show. It sounds like the worst. I'm glad it worked for you, Steve, but I feel like I would be so
according to my Fitbit,
up
I actually hit REM sleep, too. Oh. It was a power sleep.
New trend for you, maybe.
I know, right?
At least you get to use your gadgets even in your sleep.
Exactly.
That is commitment.
He is definitely hardcore with those gadgets. Thank you so much, John. Follow him on Twitter at John Tatey. That's T-E-T-I. And also follow him on Facebook and look forward to having you on next week.
See you then, Patty.
Thank you, John. See you, John. More gadgets and gear when we come back with Tech Tuesday, Steve Van Dinter. Tech Tuesday with Steve Van Dinter bringing in all the coolest gadgets from Verizon. It is graduation season, so Steve's brought in some ideas for your grad. My son will be graduating from 8th grade, so a couple of these look like great little gadgets for
him. I still
him.
Can't believe he's going to be driving soon. That's crazy.
I know, because he turns 15. He's always the oldest in his class. So
he'll be very popular when he gets his car.
Having been the only person who had a car in my neighborhood, I gave everybody rides. My poor mom. I don't know how they made it through my high school years. I don't know how she makes it now. But you've got some wonderful ideas. So far, we've talked about those tiles that you can slip in your phone case or in your wallet. You can find out where you've left things, if it's in the couch or under your car. See, I love that. We also talked about the charger.
The Mophie Charge Force Power Station. So that's the wireless enabled portable charger, which is nice because you don't have to bring along the cables.
And then the really cool $20 camera by Wyze.
Yeah, that's the Wyze cam. Yeah, that one is very cool and very inexpensive. Kind of a way to, you know, add additional security, or if you're heading into a dorm room or a multi-unit dwelling and you want to keep track of your own personal belongings, you could easily pop that up and get alerted whenever there's movement in your personal space.
Wow. And also, if your dog is doing some funny stuff while you're away.
Or cat or kid or, you know, you name it.
Hold on a second. What is this, Gary? Hey, Gary, how are you doing tonight?
How am I doing tonight? It's the second time you asked me.
Yes, I know.
And then you hung up. Then you hung up on me.
I know, and I said, call us back. I kept pleading with you to call me back. And
well,
somebody.
Yeah, I know, but first of all, I had to call the radio police.
Oh, and pull over the show.
And the radio police said that that was deceptive radio practice, and you have to throw in a beef sandwich.
Yeah, sorry, I can't. I wish I could deliver this to you, but I've pretty much handed out almost all of them. There's one left, and it's going to be a death duel to the with a battle between Nick D and Vic Vaughn. I think is what's going to happen. I gave one of our cleaning ladies a beef sandwich, and we also gave one to Dan Chigrou. So we'll have to see who gets the last one. Sorry about that, Gary.
I'll tell you what. I'll let you owe me one.
I'll owe you one. Will you hold on for the weather station?
Oh, yes, yes. And it's better I owe you. Better you owe me than that thing. Just remember that.
All right, okay? good to know, Gary.
I don't think that sandwich is going to travel very well through the mail anyway. So.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So this will be better for everybody, for your digestive system in particular. Thanks, Gary. Hold on the line, and Michael will get your information. And we are sending out the indoor weather station, your desktop weather station. I'm vamping as I try to pull up the information so that I can... American Weathermakers. Hold on. I just have to make sure that I didn't have it in front of me because Gary surprised me by calling back. It was that was quite the delay. I disconnected with him accidentally over an hour ago. Desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weathermakers. Heating and cooling. The 60-Minute Men. Call 855-955-HVAC. So congratulations to Gary. So we've talked about some cool devices. And then now I see that you had a mysterious voice during the news.
You never know when you hear voices, right? Where they're coming from over here.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually a portable Bluetooth and Wi-Fi enabled speaker. So this is perfect for the grad that is going to be out celebrating this summer. So, music obviously being a very, very important part of that. And this is no ordinary Bluetooth speaker. So this is the Ultimate Ears Blast. So the UE Blast. Very similar to the UE Boom 2 in terms of size, but what's different about this one is it's Wi-Fi enabled as well. So what I mean by that is people are very familiar with having Alexa, Amazon's Alexa, in their home, right? It's very similar to Google Home. You can talk to it, ask it questions. These are devices, though, typically are plugged into a wall, and they're hooked up to your home Wi-Fi. They're not portable. But this one, this UE Blast, actually is Wi-Fi enabled. And it's portable battery powered. So now let's say we go to Lake Michigan shore and we want to have a little music playing while we're enjoying the beach there. You throw up a Wi-Fi hotspot from your phone and now you've actually got Alexa right there in your hand. So when you want to know what the weather forecast is, you just say, Alexa, what's the weather forecast for Chicago tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll hear.
Weather alert for Chicago, Illinois. There's a flood warning in effect until Thursday, May 24th, 7 a.m. We'll see intermittent clouds and can expect a high of 70 degrees and a low of 55 degrees.
There you go. So you know what your beach forecast looks like. But in addition to weather, you can do anything else you would typically do with your Alexa at home, setting alarms, setting reminders, getting updates, just saying tune in to WGN to listen to Patty's show.
Hey, Alexa, tune in to WGN radio.
Exactly. Or even get your radio from Spotify and things like that. So really nice and portable, compact factor. Plus, it's also Bluetooth enabled, so if you want to go ahead and stream music instead to it, that way you can do that. And it's drop-proof, dust-proof, and waterproof, so that means it's, of course, summer-proof as well.
Excellent. By the way, I just noticed today that ComEd is like offering a way for folks to get free Google Minis. Did you see this?
I did not.
I'm going to find out more during a break, but I was just like, why am I going to? I already have my Google Mini.
Yeah, well, you can always have two.
I do enjoy that a lot.
But I'm so glad because you guys were
very hesitant.
I mean, there was some hesitation at first.
My husband.
I don't think without the push, Google would have made it into your home, but I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Well, I do giggle because Steve is hooked on the music from Coco, so a lot of the songs are in Spanish, so he'll try to like ask for it and not it play something completely different. And I'll walk in and I'll try to say this. I'm like, what were you asking for? And
does it work better?
Yeah, Steve is convinced that that Google just knows when I'm just home, even though it doesn't hear my voice. Like it refuses to cooperate with him.
Uh-huh.
Because
I don't think that's right.
I know, I don't think so either. But he's freaked out about it a little bit. You have a lot more gadgets lined up. So let's take a break here and find out what else you have in store for
us. Sounds good. Always something new.
Yeah. Steve Van Dinter in studio with us for Tech Tuesday. And let you know what, and these are obviously we're talking about with a focus in mind for your graduates, but these are cool toys for everybody.
Yeah,
more after this. Yeah. What were you saying?
I was going to say, I'd love any of these gifts if you want to shower me with them. So.
Oh, fair enough. Me too. More after this on 720 WGN.